In a mystery worthy of Agatha Christie, a valuable marine chronometer sits on a workbench in London, crudely disguised as a Victorian carriage clock, more than 150 years after it was recorded as lost in the Arctic, along with Sir John Franklin and his crew, in one of the most famous disasters in the history of polar exploration. "I have no answers, but the facts are completely extraordinary," said the senior specialist in horology at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, Jonathan Betts. "This is a genuine mystery." When and how did the timepiece return to Britain? Is it evidence that somebody survived the disaster or of a crime, even murder? Betts has no idea, but he does know its shining brass mechanism could never have spent months in the ice, exposed to salt-laden Arctic gales. It must have been stolen from the ship or from a crew member who cared for it up to the moment of their death. This has never been lying around in the open air. I've handled a pocket watch recovered from the expedition, and it is so corroded it is not possible even to open the case. Conditions in the Arctic are so extreme, this would have rusted within a day and been a heap of rubbish within a month. The chronometer returned to the same building, once the Admiralty store, from which it was issued, now Betts Clock's workshop at the Royal Observatory. The apparent fate of the superb timekeeper, made in London by John Arnold after it was issued to Sir John's ship, is clear from the official ledger also on Betts' desk. Under Arnold 294, the faded sepia ink reads, "Lost in the Arctic regions with the Erebus." In the final entry on June 26, 1886, more than 40 years after it disappeared, it was officially written off. The fate of Franklin in 1845, his two superbly equipped ships carrying 2 years' worth of supplies, including barrels of lemon juice to ward off scurvy, his 129 men who starved, froze, and were poisoned to death in the ice, and the suggestion that some survived for a time by cannibalism haunted the Victorian imagination. A record 32 rescue expeditions were sent, spurred on by his formidable widow, Jane. Inuit witnesses described Englishmen dying where they fell in the ice, apparently without ever asking how the natives survived such extreme conditions. Rescue expeditions brought back papers recording the death of Franklin, abandoned clothes and equipment, caches of supplies, including poorly sealed tins of meat that may have killed many of the men, and eventually skeletons. Every scrap of evidence was recorded, but there is no record of anyone setting eyes on the chronometer again. It is clear to Betts that whoever converted it into a carriage clock for a suburban mantelpiece knew they were dealing with stolen property. The evidence of a crime concealed is on the dial where Arnold's name was beaten flat and an invented maker's name substituted, and then changed back again when the clock was sold 30 years ago and a restorer spotted Arnold's name on the mechanism. The observatory bought it when it came up for sale again 10 years ago, but its true history emerged when Betts dismantled it and matched it with the 19th century records. None of those who handled it after conversion could have guessed its connection with the Franklin expedition. It will be on public display for the first time in an exhibition opening on Saturday at the National Maritime Museum on Britain's obsessive quest to find the legendary Northwest Passage to the east through the Arctic ice, which over centuries cost the lives of Franklin, his men, and hundreds of other explorers and sailors.